Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series about Kiki, the globe-trotting calico kitty exploring the world's diverse people, places, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families love the books and have been asking for help planning their own adventures. So here we are. Adventure awaits. On this episode, travel mom and president of Trafalgar Tours, Melissa De Silva, joins us to share her family travel highlights, tips, and behind the scenes with Trafalgar. So welcome to the podcast, Melissa.
Thank you so much for having me, Shannon. I'm so excited to be here today, talk about my favorite thing, travel, and my family, of course.
Well, okay, so first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself. You're a travel mom. Tell me about your family.
I've been in travel for over 25 years. I originally went to school to get a degree in journalism because I thought that was something I could do to get paid to travel, believe it or not. And I had a part-time job at a travel agency, and that just snowballed into the career that I have today. And I can't imagine doing anything else. I absolutely love getting to go out and explore the world. And of course, I get to do a lot of that with my work. But now that I've got my kids, we love to just go off and explore far-flung places and connect with different cultures.
So you have two girls.
I do, 12 and 15.
Oh, that's so exciting. Growing up, my mom was a flight attendant, and I can't imagine what a fortunate thing for your kids to have and to be able to have amazing experiences. And I can't wait to talk more about them. So tell us a little bit about Trafalgar Tours.
Yeah, absolutely. So Trafalgar is a guided vacation company. So we do tours all over the world. We actually operate on all seven continents. We have over 300 different itineraries for people to choose from. And we have everything from single country, even single city trips that we do, all the way up to 30, 40 days going through multi-countries through Europe, for example. So we've got a lot of different options at a lot of different paces. And one of the things that we offer as well is a dedicated family program. So we do have trips that are specifically designed for our family travelers. That can be whatever you define family as. That could be a nuclear family, that could be grandma and grandpa traveling with their kids, could be multi-generational, could be the trip I was on, there was an aunt traveling with her niece. There's a lot of different ways that people define family, and we like to make sure that we're open and inclusive to all of those. And we make sure that the experiences that we're delivering are not just fun for the kids, but for the whole family. So we like to say they're great from 5 to 95.
I love that. That's so fantastic. And I like how you say tour differently isn't just what we promise, it's what we deliver. Would you say that's your mission, your mantra? Tell us a little bit about that.
It absolutely is. I think it's really important to us that when you visit someplace, that you aren't just seeing those highlights, that you're not just ticking those things off your list and then moving on to the next thing, that you actually get to experience the destination. And what I mean by that is you understand what makes it different. I think the beauty of travel is that you get to visit places and see that not everything is like where you're from, right? Particularly when you travel with kids, and you want to expose them to that. And so we really want to make sure that we're connecting our guests with the people, which are what really make up a place when you visit it. And we also want to make sure that we're digging a little bit deeper than just those iconic sites. So of course, we're going to include those, but we also want to make sure that you're getting to maybe some of the smaller towns, cities, villages that you might not otherwise know about that really will bring a destination to life. We want to make sure that you're having a wide variety of experiences. You know, some of it is clearly going to focus around food. Some of it might be active. Some of it might be, depending on where you go, it could be wildlife. It could be adventure. It could be whatever it happens to be. But that's what we mean when we say tour differently, is it's not ticking things off of a list and then getting back on the coach and going to the next thing. It's about really experiencing that destination and really getting to connect with the people of the places that we visit.
As someone who has never booked a tour, I think that's one of the things that keeps me from doing it is in my mind, I think me and my family are going to be a couple of cows in the herd, you know, get on the bus, get off the bus, check, you know, that kind of thing. So it sounds like you guys are, like you said, creating something different where you can go deeper. And that's really neat.
many travel styles have evolved over the years. And I think it's just important for us to showcase that so has touring. And yes. what we do is really, you know, maybe not what your grandparents did, right? So yes. this is a very fun, easy way to travel. That's the other thing as a mom. It's just so easy. And it just really allows you to relax and have a great time.
We all feel like there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Travel could be, again, a reality after none of it for so long. You know more than me. Like, people are they starting to book? Are they looking at US? What are you guys seeing?
Yeah, they absolutely are starting to book. We've seen, Yay! Really, I know, we've seen some improvements ever since Thanksgiving, but they've been really small, week on week on week, more people feeling confident, more people feeling comfortable. And really, I would say, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've seen a major shift. And I think that that really is linked to the news coming out about people who want to be vaccinated can be vaccinated. There's great news coming out of the European Union and that they're rolling out their vaccines. There's news coming from, you know, Hawaii that they're rolling out a pass that, you know, you can travel between islands once you've gotten it. And so I think that as all of this news starts to hit, people feel confident that they can go ahead and make those travel plans. I will say a lot of people are not booking for now. They're booking for sort of late summer, fall, winter, and even into 2022. So, but you know, we weren't seeing that before. So there is that level of confidence that there is going to be an ability for me to travel sometime in the next 6 months, really. And yes, there is a lot more people booking domestically than we would have seen previously, but still the lion's share of our bookings, over 60%, are for Europe.
So interesting.
People okay. very much want to get out there feeling like it's going to be a possibility for them. But the people that are booking for domestic trips, they're really national parks. Everybody is wanting to, if they're going to be here in the US, they want to see the majestic beauty of the national parks. And there are some amazing itineraries that visit several of them. And so you really get a good flavor of everything our gorgeous country has to offer.
I know. That is the thing that I think has been so wonderful. The appreciation that has been reborn or reignited in Americans for our own country and its beauty. And to your point, the national parks. You guys have some amazing travel packages that you can book, right?
Absolutely.
Have you done that with your family?
The first family trip I did is called Wild West Cowboys and Buffaloes. Highly recommend it. And it goes to three of the national parks. And that was my first time visiting Yellowstone. And I had no idea. People can tell you how big Yellowstone is, but I think until you've experienced it and spent hours driving through it, it's the size of, you know, three small New England states put together. So it's a massive park. And so I think for us to have been on a Trafalgar, which was fantastic, and to have somebody there who can not only navigate the park roads, because let me tell you, there is no cell service in the park. So you better have a paper map if you want to figure out where you're going. And you know, you have somebody there who's not only helping you get around, but then explaining why things are cool. Like, these are the geological mud pots, and this is why they do what they do. And it's so much cooler than when you go and watch them than just looking at them and going, okay, they're really pretty, but so what? But having that background is so much more interesting. And then, you know, of course, you're not driving yourself, so you get to be bison spotting or, you know, moose spotting. And if I was driving, I wouldn't be able to do that. We also did the Grand Tetons on that trip, which was, oh my gosh, just breathtaking. They look like they just popped up out of the ground, and they are just so jagged and rugged and just stunning. And we did this beautiful float down the Snake River, and it took a couple of hours. It was very mellow, and we literally just got to watch the eagles and unbelievable, just serene. And there's this beautiful little hidden gem that our travel director took us to in the Grand Tetons. And it's this tiny little chapel. It probably only holds about 15 or 20 people. There at the front, where, you know, normally there would be some ornate tapestry or whatever that, you know, is usually behind, there's an open window. It just looks out onto the majesty that are the Grand Tetons. And, you know, that just was very emotional to me. It's like, that is more beautiful than anything any human could create. So why wouldn't you leave a big giant window looking out onto the majesty of the Grand Tetons? This was just fantastic. And then we ended up at Mount Rushmore, which I had never thought would be very interesting to me. I thought, well, you know, it's a bunch of guys carved into a mountain. I felt so patriotic while I was there. Like, it was the weirdest thing because I wasn't expecting it. And it was, yes, it was beautiful and it was stunning and whatever, but I did. I felt very patriotic and I felt very, you know, just proud to be an American at that time. And so it was really fun to experience that with my daughter. So that was my first time visiting, you know, multiple parks in one trip. And since then, we're on a mission to visit all of them. We've got a game room now where we put up posters of all the parks that we've been to, and we are just adding to it.
That's so cool. I love being able to track that. I think that's just so neat. I mean, was this a few years ago or that you went?
That was in 2017 that we did our first trip. And then it was funny. I came home with our brochure and I said, where do you guys want to go? I said, you know, these are the trips that are available, and they picked it. And to be honest with you, I was surprised because, you know, we live in Southern California. My girls are kind of, you know, they're city girls, but they pick the parks and they loved it. And it was so fun to have them be part of that selection process.
What was their favorite part there?
We did do a stay at a ranch, and we got to go horseback riding along a river. And it was really cool because our guide for that little portion of it was another woman. And so it was really fun for them to have a woman horse guide. And, you know, my daughter's like, I want to ride horses for a living. And I'm like, so it was really fun. It was really fun. I think we all really enjoyed that day. And then while we were on that trip, we said, okay, where are we going to go next? And they chose a European trip. And so that's what we did in 2019. So our trip there is called European Wonderland. That's the family trip. And it starts in Rome and makes its way all the way to London. And so we went through Italy and went through Switzerland, France, of course, and then up into London. And it was fantastic. My husband had never been to Italy. And so that was really special. My younger daughter at that time was just Paris obsessed, like everything Paris. Her room was themed Paris. She loved Paris. My older daughter was actually born in London, so she was waiting to get back to London. It was this trip that had lots of special things. But the funny part was, Shannon, is that everybody's favorite part was Switzerland, the beauty of the Swiss Alps. And we had this one day where we went up to the top of Mount Pilatus. And, you know, this was the middle of summer, and the top of the mountain is freezing cold, and there's snow and there's ice tunnels. And so we got to sort of slide through an ice tunnel. And then, you know, I've got pictures of my kids wearing shorts because it's summer, but sweatshirts, and they're like throwing snowballs at each other. And it was just so fun. And it was such a great break right in the middle of the trip after having been in, like, you know, hot Rome. And then, you know, before going to Paris, it was really, 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 it was really another magical trip.
Oh, that's fantastic. So everyone's favorite was Switzerland.
They were all looking forward to something different. And don't get me wrong, they loved all the rest of it, but their favorite was Switzerland.
And all of these are experiences that anyone can have through Trafalgar.
Absolutely. And I think it's also fun for the kids to have other kids on the trip that they can hang out with. I would say on that first trip that we did, I want to say there was 13 people under the age of 18, and they really ranged in age from, I think it was 7 to 17. It was really, really cool to just watch them, you know, whether it was play pool together or hang out when we were at Crazy Horse Memorial and take bets on how big his toe was, you know, and that was really fun for them to just get to hang out with other kids and not be stuck with mom and dad the whole time.
That's great too. Yeah.
In addition to the two that I just mentioned, which are two of our really most popular, I would say Costa Rica right now is on the top of the list because we can travel there as Americans. So I think that's a great one. They've done an excellent job just throughout the pandemic, and they've got great protocols in place. And then we have a fantastic trip there, Volcanoes, Monkeys, and Jungles. Again, it's similar. There's a lot of experiences that are great for everyone in the family, and there's a range of experiences. So, you know, maybe you want to go zip lining, maybe not. Maybe you want to hang out on the beach. Maybe you want to do a little trek around a volcano. It's not super strenuous, but it's very, very cool for kids to get to experience those kinds of things. And so I would say Costa Rica is a definite on the list. The other thing I should say is, even though we've got a dedicated family program, any trip, as long as you're 5 or older, can be booked on a Trafalgar. And Hawaii is super popular right now. And again, similar reason. And all of our trips do multi-island as well. So these are not your typical, like, I'm going to go, to your point, stay at a resort and just hang out on the beach. As we know, we've got kids. We want to keep them engaged. We want to keep them active. That's not always the most fun for them. Or for my husband, much to my dismay, he really wants to keep moving.
Totally.
So we've got lots of itineraries in Hawaii, whether it's visiting organic farmers and learning the way that they're maintaining their business in Hawaii. And then we get to have a great farm to table meal with them. Oh, just so many things. The beauty in Hawaii, and each island is so different. And that is definitely a very hot seller right now.
Like, you guys have done some really great things to make sure everything's safe on the trips.
Yeah. Safety's always been our top priority. And we've just reworked every one of our protocols, and we've added some really exciting things. So obviously we've looked at all of the hygiene protocols. We've changed out all the filtration systems on the coaches. I mean, at this stage, we're circulating air every 3 to 4 seconds, which is actually more frequent than what you would see in a standard operating room. So it's in line with like a lot of what the airlines are doing, et cetera. So we're trying to take away any of the concern about being on a coach for sure. And of course, cleaning all the surfaces, et cetera. We have also gone through all of our relationships, whether to your point, hotels, restaurants, activities that we go to, sites that we visit, make sure that their protocols are all in place and that they're following the WTTC, you know, safe travels standards. So all of our trips have always had your travel director as well as your driver. Your driver is never your travel director. The driver focuses on the road. Your travel director focuses on making sure that the people on the trip are having a fantastic time and, you know, making recommendations and giving us, you know, what they do in the background is amazing logistics-wise.
I can't imagine.
You never know it. And they're also just the coolest people to travel with. But what we've done for 21 and potentially 22, depending on where we stand with vaccines and travel restrictions, we've added a well-being director to all of our trips with more than 20 people. So a third person, and their entire job is just to make sure that those protocols are followed, that if anybody has any questions or concerns, that they're the person that they can ask. When we check into a hotel, that the luggage is delivered and, you know, all the handles have been, you know, wiped down before somebody has to pick it up and take it in their room, that, you know, we're making the check-in process touchless. So really, we've just added that person to take that whole layer of worry out of it, because, you know, we see it even in the US from state to state, county to county, city to city, different protocols. And the same is true across the globe right now. We don't have a standard set. So that's our job. Our job is to take care of all that stress for you so that our guests can have a fantastic, relaxing time and just enjoy their vacation. People are going to need to be flexible. Things will be opened or closed or depending on occupancy. But we know that. So, I mean, if we find out that tomorrow we're not going to be able to go to XYZ, we're going to find an alternative that's just as good. And you don't need to spend precious hours of your vacation sort of sorting that out. You know, we'll do that. You will never know that it happened, you know, and you're still going to have a fantastic time.
As a travel mom, as a, you know, industry expert, any other tips or things that you would have?
Again, just having a little bit of flexibility in the itinerary. Book in advance if you can. There will be a huge surge of people who are going to want to travel. We've all been stuck at home, so the sooner you can put something in the books, the better. I know we have very flexible options in place right now. Should things change, should you change your mind? But I'm pretty sure we're in line with most of the industry. You will never find a more flexible time to book. So my recommendation is make your plans early, lock them in, get that vacation on the books. I think it's good for our mental health anyway.
So on that note, you've got Joshua Tree over spring break. Any other thing on the horizon?
I will also be headed to Hawaii in July, but then my next big family trip that we're planning will be in 22, and that's going to be Machu Picchu. So we're going to be going to Peru. It's been on my list for forever, and I feel like my girls are now old enough and we can do the hike. We won't do the 4-day, but we'll probably do the 1-day hike and make our way up to the Sun Gate. And I'm just so looking forward to that.
Amazing. Obviously, you have so many reasons why you travel with kids. Why do you think it's so important?
I think that when you travel, it opens your eyes to the fact that different isn't bad. When we visit other destinations, other cultures, and we actually open ourselves to them, it teaches us to be a more open and empathetic human. And I think it's really important that for our children and just the younger generation in general, I think it's really important that we start that early and that we expose them to the fact that we are a better planet, people, whatever, because of our differences. And so I find that is the most important thing about travel. The other thing that just for me as a mom that I love about travel is that it gives me that chance to connect with my kids. You know, you're not in your daily rat race of getting to school and getting lunch and, you know, doing your chores and have you done your homework. You're having an opportunity to really connect with your kids or your spouse in a way that is very special and different than when you're at home. And that to me was the unexpected that I got from my first Trafalgar, to be perfectly honest with you. It was that, you know, as the mom and as a travel professional, that generally falls on me, right? All the planning. I am the one who's like, okay, where are we going to eat? What are we going to do? If it's not a good time, then I'm feeling bad that my kids are like bored or whatever happens. And so for me to let somebody else take care of that and just be in the moment with my kids, I think was the most special gift that I have been given. And my kids said to me, and it, leave it to kids to be brutally honest, but they said, Mom, you're so much less uptight. So, you know, I know that they saw it and they felt it too. And so I think that was the most special reason and why I keep wanting to take these trips with my kids, because, you know, it's that connection that I don't know how much longer we'll be traveling together like that, but it's very special for me.
Awesome. That is so fantastic. I love the point about just being able to be mom and be with the family and enjoy the trip. Dream vacation for anybody. So tell the listeners where they can find out just like all this goodness.
So our website has a ton of information. So if they just go to trafalgar.com, T-R-A-F-A-L-G-A-R, like Trafalgar Square. But we also love our trusted travel professionals. So if they have a travel agent that they work with, we work with all of them. So they can go in, they will be a huge invaluable resource to help them with their planning process. And they have availability and access to all of our deals. And benefits. And so I would recommend that they work with their trusted travel professional.
Wow, great. Melissa, I just want to thank you so much.
Thank you. This was so fun. It's like my favorite two things to talk about.
Thank you for joining us, Melissa, and look forward to checking out one of your Trafalgar adventures. There's an overview of the episode in the show notes. Head over to the podcast section of the Kiki's Big Adventures website for all the specifics from this episode and lots more travel planning tips. Look forward to traveling together again on the next episode. Adventure awaits!